did what they should have done. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden says his staffers reported it immediately as soon as they realized potentially classified documents were in his old office when they cleared it out in November.
I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office.
The president says the papers are now in the hands of the National Archives. The Justice Department is looking into the circumstances of the fine. On Fox's Hannity, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy questions why the FBI isn't involved.
President Trump just ran for president. You think he knew everything? You think he went and moved his own boxes? And you know what? They were locked away. Biden's were not. And how many years after did he have them?
The president's staffers said the papers were in a locked closet. Thousands displaced from their homes and many more without power after the latest in a series of storms battered California. The state remains under an emergency declaration.
California Governor Gavin Newsom joining officials in Capitola after surveying storm damage in Santa Cruz County.
We've had less people die in the last 2 years of major wildfires in California that have died since New Year's Day. Related to this weather in California. These conditions are serious and they're deadly.
Saying there have been 17 confirmed deaths from the 6 atmospheric river storms to hit the state, adding officials expect at least 3 more storms by January 18th. Newsom goes on to say 34,000 Californians are under evacuation orders and 163,000 are still without power.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Schools in Des Moines, Iowa will be closed for a third day tomorrow after an apparent cyber attack. The school's interim superintendent says it's not clear what happened to the computer system. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Navy seizes thousands of guns being smuggled on a maritime route between Iran and Yemen.
The United States says Iran is destabilizing the region, something further exposed by this seizure. It's believed these 2,116 AK-47 assault rifles were being smuggled to Yemen. Iran backs the Houthi rebels there in their years-long war with the internationally recognized government. The firearms were found on board a fishing vessel in the Gulf of Oman. 6 Yemeni nationals made up its crew. It's the third time in 2 months the U.S. Fifth Fleet has intercepted fishing boats being used in this way. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A Romanian official says a court in the capital Bucharest has upheld the 30-day arrest of divisive social media personality and self-described misogynist Andrew Tate on charges of organized crime, human trafficking, and rape. Tate, a British U.S. citizen who has 4.7 million followers on Twitter, was initially detained on December 29 for 24 hours, along with his brother Tristan, who was charged in the same case. Spirit Airlines and the Airline Pilots Association voted today to ratify a tentative agreement.
The Airline Pilots Association, which represents pilots at the low-cost airline, said 69% of Spirit's pilots voted in favor of the new collective bargaining agreement. The two-year deal represents an economic gain of $463 million, or 27% over the next 2 years, with zero concessions. However, if the merger with JetBlue Airways does not gain regulatory approval or is otherwise abandoned, the pilots reserve the right to re-enter contract negotiations with management. The new agreement is effective retroactively January the 1st, 2023.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association say America's costly weather disasters remain stuck in high gear. They say 2022 saw 18 climate extremes. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.